This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
The bright, free-spirited, vivacious host of Christina Cooks, Chef Christina Perrello, is back again today, and she's got five tips on how to begin to make the change to healthy eating. Christina, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Kathy?
Good. So what do you have for us today?
So the first thing people have to consider is don't go home and empty all your cupboards because you want to be healthy, because in 2 weeks you'll say, screw this. No kidding. It's too hard. The first thing you want to do is eat more vegetables. If you change nothing else, just eat vegetables. I don't care if you juice them, salad, saute, whatever. Just add more veggies to your diet. The second thing is switch up at least one ingredient from a refined grain to a whole grain. So if you eat white rice, go to brown rice. If you eat always oatmeal, switch to quinoa. Like, make sure you get a whole grain and have a whole grain once a day, because it changes your digestion and helps you become more alkaline and digest more easily. The third thing is make soup. Find a day where you can make a couple of different kinds of soup and freeze them if you don't have time. But soup helps you digest your food more efficiently, eat less, and feel satisfied longer. It helps you stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. So you want to eat soup every day if you can.
How does soup keep you cool in the summer?
It matches your internal environment to the outside environment. When you drink something really cold, you start to sweat more. If you take something warm, you stop sweating. Because now the environment, you're in harmony with the environment.
Okay.
If you want to be
interesting.
Sort of airy-fairy about it. Okay. So the fourth one is breathe. It's only food. And the fifth thing is make sure you eat something green every single day. Broccoli, kale, collards, watercress, darker lettuces, because they give you chlorophyll, which helps build healthy red blood. And if you start with those five things, you'll suddenly find yourself taking unhealthy ingredients out of your pantry and replacing them. Like, I advise people to do that once a week. You take something unhealthy out that you know, and everyone knows what isn't. Like, if you eat sugar, take it out, replace it with coconut sugar, which is low glycemic index and is a one-to-one swap. If you like white rice, switch it up to brown rice. If you like rolled oats, switch it up to steel-cut oats. So you take one thing, and in 6 months, you have a new pantry and a new way of eating.
You have seven cookbooks, a new one coming out
yeah.
in September.
Yeah.
You mentioned quinoa. You mentioned soup. Do you have recipes for those in all of your cookbooks?
Oh, yeah. And on the website.
Where can people find your cookbooks?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on my website at ChristinaCooks.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love her. She's just great. If you haven't heard her full Her Story episode, you can go to our website, 957benfm.com, click on the Her Story link, and search for Chef Christina Perrello. You can hear her full story, which is amazing. She's very inspirational and worth the listen, for sure.
957 BenFM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
A new luxury living concept was created and is now opened in King of Prussia. AV is fully furnished, ready-to-go living luxury apartments. But fully furnished, meaning right down to the pasta strainer and iron. You can go completely empty-handed and be able to live as you normally would. And part of what they focus on is helping women get back on their feet with housing after all stages of life. Here to talk about AV is Leanne Welsh, the COO of Corman Communities. Leanne, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
So tell me about Corman Communities. It's a family-owned and operated real estate company?
Yes. Corman Communities is a fourth-generation real estate company based in Philadelphia. And Corman Communities really pioneered the furnished apartment in the late 60s, early 70s, before it became more of a mainstream business. And we really are unique in the real estate industry. We specialize, we own apartment buildings, and what we do that's very unique is we add a higher level of service and we provide flexibility. So our furnished apartments, you can rent for a month or two or longer, and we really cater to a wide variety of the general public. Life in transition, if you're going through a divorce, a life change, you're selling your home, you're in between homes, you're rethinking how you live. Unfortunately, sometimes we've had some bad storms over the winter when trees fall in homes or people lose power. We are a solution versus staying in a hotel. We also work with corporate clients where they're bringing people in, families in, they're relocating them into the area. So they are able to live with us while they transition from across the country or the world. And we really create a home-like environment and really a higher level of service and take care of the people that stay with us, actually live with us.
I would imagine so it doesn't feel like you're in a hotel, because you do get those residential living hotel places. But, I mean, you're in a hotel for a long period of time is what that is.
Correct. That's really one of our – and we've got quite a few value propositions. But the fact that you will be in a fully, you know, condo quality – rental residence, one, two, sometimes three bedrooms, that you'll be able to spread out. You've got a full-size kitchen, a washer, dryer. We provide weekly housekeeping. And we really can customize the experience based on what your needs are, what the residents' needs are.
I was just talking to a friend of mine who's having construction done on her house. She's having an addition put on her house, and her entire family has to leave the house and is moving in with a family member. But it's like not just humans, it's animals. There's like dogs, cats involved, and everyone is going to mesh in this house. And I actually said to her, why don't you go to some sort of living that's like has everything set up for you?
I mean, that right there is exactly what we do. That family should really be coming and moving in and staying with us because it is tight quarters. So we really market to real estate agents. We're really friends of the community. We do so much with spreading the word. Our sales team is out there talking to the business organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the travel associations, in and out of real estate offices, building relationships and networking. So people can find us through word of mouth and also to our website presence and, you know, all of our marketing. Because we really are a total solution.
You have flexible leases. So people can come in for just a few months, or do you do year, 2 year leases, things like that too?
Yes, we absolutely do. We specialize in furnished accommodations, furnished apartments for individuals and the business traveler. But our foundation really is luxury living, luxury apartments. So people who are coming with their own sofas, all of their own belongings, and renting an apartment for a year or even longer. So we have flexibility and a higher level of service. We have a team that is catered, that basically is built and trained and empowered to make sure that they're taking care of all of our residents, whether it's down to walking a dog for somebody that's late coming home from work, or if somebody is traveling, we'll help feed a cat.
You have services like that?
We absolutely do. We call it resident services because concierge is, you know, what you have in a hotel. And the fact that people live with us and stay with us longer, it really is more of a home-like experience, an environment that you would have in your own home.
And what about dry cleaning, things like that?
We absolutely offer valet dry cleaning and valet laundry service as well. We have this notification service that our residents can say either text me or email me or call me. So when they have a package delivered, we let them know immediately that their package was delivered and how would you like us to handle it? Do you want to stop by the front desk or do you want us to put it in your apartment or your suite? So we really take that, you know, even something as basic as package delivery to the next level from a resident experience perspective.
You keep talking about fully furnished, but what I found interesting was that it's fully furnished down to your utensils, pots, pans, iron, anything like that.
I've been with Corman Communities. It'll be 26 years on July 7th. So I have been through the last over two and a half decades with the company as we evolved and were a regional Philadelphia real estate company. And now we are in New York City, North Jersey, California, the East Bay area, LA, Washington, DC. So I've really been part of our company's growth and evolution. And we used to have a tagline that says, all you have to do is just bring your toothbrush and your suitcase. And then we're like, why are we going to ask people to bring our toothbrush, bring their toothbrush. So we would order cases of toothbrush and toothpaste and have it there, you know, to be able to give to residents who forgot their toothbrush.
You mentioned being in Philadelphia for so long. Did you grow up in the area?
I did. I grew up in Philadelphia and I was in high school and moved to the Bluebell area.
And your dad traveled back and forth from here in Texas when you were a kid?
He did. It's so ironic how things turn out. My father worked for a telecommunications company that was headquartered in Plano, Texas. So he would fly back and forth every Sunday night or Monday to Dallas, and then he would fly home Thursday, Friday, sometimes Saturday mornings, depending on his schedule. That is what now is coined a super commuter. So my father in the 90s was a super commuter. And he would fly back and forth. And he used to stay at a place called a hotel called the Harvey Hotel, which is not in existence anymore. It's gotten gobbled up by one of the big chains. They would keep his dry cleaning there. So he would give his dry cleaning and they would keep his shirts there. Ironically, years later, after my father stopped traveling, he and my mother were in Dallas and they went to stay at the Harvey Hotel. And the guest service representative remembered him and said, Mr. Welsh, we still have your dry cleaning in a closet. So it's just ironic that that's what he did. And I had the luxury of traveling because my father was always on the road. So my family would go away, visit family on Thanksgiving or Easter. And I was always in and out of hotels. And it's just interesting now, the fact that that's what I have grown into doing for my career, loving this industry.
Yeah, sure.
And having a unique spin on it. We're not a regular hotel. We're not an apartment community. We have something very unique.
You use the word luxury, but I would imagine there is a price range for the apartments. For somebody like me to pay a little bit more money to be in a place like that is worth it.
Absolutely. And we do cast a wide net. So we have a lot of different options. We've got communities, and King of Prussia is our newest community in the village of Valley Forge, King of Prussia Town Center. And that development, anybody who has not had the opportunity to go take a peek at what King of Prussia is becoming, it really is something completely new to this area that is across the country. There's, you know, in Scottsdale, in West Palm, on the coast of California, in Atlanta, there's these lifestyle centers where you can eat, work, play, you know, all of those things. And this is really the first in this area. And
so are you in the town center?
We are.
Okay.
Yes, we're a half mile away from King of Prussia Mall and right at the intersections of the Turnpike 422, 202.
Very accessible.
So easy to get to wherever you need to go.
Yeah, that town center is great. I've been over there a couple times to shop and go to a restaurant, and it seems so much fun. Like, it's really nice.
Absolutely. And it's walkable too. And you can easily get in your car, because if you think about it, if you live in a city, you typically get out and you're walking. And some people do not have cars. Some people don't take their cars out very often. But Philadelphia suburbs, you're driving. Public transportation is not really the normal mode of transportation. So the fact that we've got King of Prussia, the town center, and we're building a community, it's really creating a new opportunity for people to be able to choose how they want to live. We're seeing a lot of people that are selling their homes that could own a home for a long time, but are choosing not to have the responsibilities. I want to say hassles, but it's really the responsibilities of home ownership. I always joke around. I own a townhouse at the top of the Blue Route in Plymouth White Marsh, and I travel a lot and I'm always working. Over the weekend, I had my smoke detector was chirping. I'm like, oh, now I have to replace my smoke detector battery. Or, you know, if I had a plumbing issue. And for busy people, and I don't have to cut the grass, but there are people who have to worry about yard work. They just want to enjoy their life if they're downsizing or just don't want the responsibilities of home ownership. It used to be where people felt owning a home, they've arrived. But now people want choices and people want flexibility. And we're seeing a lot of people across our entire portfolio that could be homeowners, but are choosing to rent because they want to be taken care of. They want the services at their fingertips, and they want to be able to have space and a sense of community. It's a trend that we're seeing, and I use the word trend, but I think it's just basically how people are evolving into options that they have.
Yeah, I see a lot more people downsizing and living kind of simpler, not having so much stuff.
It's so funny that you say that. Brad Corman and myself, we were meeting two individuals from 1776. It's a tech innovation co-working space that is part of the Josh Harris Group. And we were talking about how people just want simplicity in their lives now because it's so easy. You pick up your phone. You can book a dinner reservation, a lunch reservation. You can get on a plane. You can book a hotel. You can order something as basic as soap to toilet paper to Eagles sweatshirt. You know, I know that as soon as the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I could not wait to get online and order every type of sweatshirt, t-shirt, hat for Eagles being world champions. And it was at my fingertips. I didn't have to go to a store and wait in that line. So I think people do want simplicity at this point, and from a working perspective and a living perspective. And we offer that both in our furnished and unfurnished options.
I talked to somebody who was a professional organizer. You know, she kind of goes into your house. She'll clean your house up and all that. She told me, stop keeping everything, you know, because I have a six-year-old. So I have all his schoolwork. She's like, what do you, you don't need the actual paper. Yes, keep some things, but don't keep everything. Take a picture of the other stuff that you want to keep to kind of downsize. Yeah. I had these big boxes of all of his work and pictures and all of that. But now we can keep it all on our computer. Take a picture of it and you just keep
just back
computer.
Up your computer though.
Well, okay, yeah, that was another issue. My computer crashed. Yeah. And fortunately I was able to get, I said,
thank
all
goodness.
I care about are the
pictures.
So now I have a new hard drive. I have a backup hard drive.
Yep. You have to protect yourself in that area. And it's just another set of, you know, challenges associated with that.
Yeah.
But it's so true. People are living simpler.
Now you do some charity work to help women.
We do.
Wings for Success, Career Wardrobe, Dress for Success. What are these things?
The Corman family has a long history of giving back to the community. And every Corman family member has their own charity and what is important to them. Stephen Corman, who is our founder, he really pioneered the furnished apartments. What's close to his heart is Manna. He actually just built the Stephen H. Corman Nutrition Center, Manna's new headquarters, because they continue to increase the volume of food that they're delivering on a daily basis. So in keeping with our DNA and the culture and core of our company, AV brand, AV is a brand of Corman Communities, as being responsible for the direction of our community, we have such a great team. And the reality is the majority of our team members are women. So with that sense, I think about when I first started. I started July 7th of 1992. I will remember that date forever when I walked into the Corman Communities in Bluebell. And I remember needing a blue suit because we have image requirements, recognition. It's a marketing concept.
So you had to wear a blue suit?
I had to wear a blue suit. I had one blue suit. And I remember my mother went to buy it at Plymouth Meeting Mall at Gantos. And I will never forget that enabled me. That first suit was so instrumental. And it's still a joke between my mom and I. She's like, you're lucky I bought you that suit. You know, look at where your career took you. And think about how can we give back? When I look at our team members and look at what the opportunities that we have, because we do have hundreds and hundreds of people that live within our communities, how can we make the most impact in just doing our business? One was, we've got a lot of people who their attire changes. I know that I had a car full of shoes, purses, and dresses and suits that I've not worn that I've been donating. You know, I donated this morning, but every twice a year, I always clean out my closet and donate. What better use of that? I could donate it to the Salvation Army. I could give it to Green Drop. But at the end of the day, I want to know that that is getting repurposed and somebody is going to benefit from it, that is wants to get themselves back in the workforce and create a life for themselves and their family. So it's very personal, the fact that we're able to, just through our normal living and normal course of action, be able to donate clothes and accessories to empower and enable a woman to get on the right path.
What about job opportunities at EV? Are you guys hiring?
We absolutely are. We have a director of talent acquisition. Her name is Jamie Capodifero. And on our website, we have a careers tab. We have diverse opportunities from sales to administration to operations to guest services. So we are hiring. We continue to recruit because another part of the DNA of Corman Communities and EV is our people. We are only as good and as strong as our team members. So we take a lot of time and effort in making sure that we're cultivating our team members and they know they've got options, really ongoing mentoring and coaching programs. So we can make sure that our team members understand that where they are today is a point in time and then they can go in any direction. And I've been lucky, almost 26 years. I don't feel like I've done the same thing for an extended period of time because our company has grown and I've had the opportunity. But you create your own opportunity. You got to work hard. You have to work hard in order to put yourself in a position to get lucky. That's something that I always, in talking to our new team members and team members that have been with us for years and years, you've got to continue to work.
And the company has another initiative that you were telling me about.
Yes, AV does.
Okay.
And we partnered with an organization called Move for Hunger. Basically, it's started by a third generation moving company. The third generation was done school and came back and worked every summer, you know, working on the trucks, moving. And he came back and said, there's something greater that we can do here, because he was seeing food that was thrown away as he was moving trucks and people were moving out of the area or just moving. People, you know, aren't really bringing spaghetti with them when they move. So he said, we could leverage this and this food could be donated to local food pantries. We partnered with Move for Hunger in 2014. We became an official partner in 2015. Throughout different periods of the year, we actually go on an aggressive marketing campaign to encourage our residents to donate food. And then as part of the fact that we provide flexible stay accommodations, people move in and people move out. So when people are moving out, if they're getting on a plane or moving out of the area, they're definitely not bringing any food. So it's just easy. We provide a bag and we just say, leave everything on your kitchen counter. And then our team takes care of it. And once a week, every other week, the moving company will come pick up food and it's donated to local pantries. To date, we have collected over 6,100 pounds of food.
Wow, that's such a great idea.
But that's it's innovation. It's just people thinking creatively and then communicating it. And it's actually really exciting. We've done a lot with Move for Hunger. We were actually their partner of the year in 2016, which was a huge honor because we did go above and beyond versus just collecting food from people that were moving out. We created these marketing campaigns around collecting food. We really want to do our best to, number one, we have a business to run, but to also be contributing members of the community.
Important
to us.
Yeah, sure, sure. Before you go, if you could give one bit of advice to the women listening today, what would it be?
Honestly, you have to work hard and be a participant. Nothing is handed to you. I feel so lucky and blessed throughout my career that I've worked for an organization that recognized hard work and empowered you, but you have to show up and you have to work hard. Nothing is handed to you, no matter where you are in your career or where you are in your life.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
If you'd like to find out more about AV Living or possible job opportunities, go to their website. It's avliving.com, AVEliving.com. I'm Kathy Romano. Thanks so much for joining me again this Sunday. Don't forget, you can always podcast the show at 957benfm.com. And if you have somebody in mind that you think would be a good fit for her story, please email me, herstory@957benfm.com. Enjoy your day.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.